It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. How to address climate-changing pollution from oil and gas in New Mexico was part of last week's agenda at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown spoke with a state resident who attended the conference.
Attendee and State Representative Debbie Serenagna says mitigating the emission of greenhouse gas methane from fossil fuel development is key, but adds the state's record heat contributing to water shortages has emphasized that the climate crisis is getting worse.
In New Mexico, I think we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot of things in the right direction, especially with energy. But whenever we have these huge things that shut down our cities or states because of water drought, we have to look at it as real and something we have to work for.
Serenagna believes President Joe Biden should declare a national emergency on climate change and wants congressional leaders to support his Build Back Better Act agenda to cut carbon pollution. She adds that New Mexico has a unique challenge in addressing global warming because state revenues are heavily dependent on the fossil fuel industry. Serenagna says the state's plentiful sun and wind resources could advance renewable energy options to battle climate change, but improvements to local infrastructure are needed. The retired high school math teacher says in her experience, too many kids don't understand the seriousness of climate change, even though they're the ones who'll need to find solutions.
The ones who understand it get a little scared, but they don't still believe it's real. We've got to do something about it as a country, as a world. Got to make sure Biden sees it as an emergency.
Build Back Better would cut carbon pollution in half by 2030 and invest more than $500 billion to curb climate change. New Mexico already has set a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions at least 45% by 2030 as compared with 2005 levels. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Now to more news. In an update to the Las Cruces City Council, members of the Las Cruces Police Department gave a comprehensive overview of recent crime statistics and addressed personnel shortages. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
Violent crime within the city of Las Cruces has risen 22% within the last year, according to a new quarterly report from the Las Cruces Police Department. Since 2020, robberies within the city have increased by 61%. LCPD Police Chief Miguel Dominguez says that many of the robberies have centered around personal disputes, with a quarter being drug-related.
Typically, you think robberies and people think of convenience stores and banks being held up, only four involved in establishment. Many of the rest of those are other types of robberies. 45% of those who are the victim actually knew the suspects.
While the number of robberies and aggravated assaults have increased, criminal homicides in Las Cruces have fallen 13%. The number of residential burglaries have also decreased this year from 214 reports in 2020 to 159 in 2021. Other areas, such as vehicle burglaries, have risen significantly. A crime Dominguez says increases whenever college is in session.
Auto burglaries jumps off the page at 25%. We know that 63% of these occurred in apartments and residences. We know that there's possibly crews that are working throughout the night, as we'll have 12 or 13 auto burglaries happen on the same street. So we know that there's crews of four or five, often kids that are going through, and we call it popping doors. They just check to see when the vehicles are left open and the crimes of opportunity, getting whatever they can out of there.
Deputy Chief Paul Brock says the department is employing a multitude of strategies to combat crime, including community policing initiatives and online reporting.
What we're talking about is working hand in hand with our community partnership officers, the community outreach officers. On a normal day-to-day basis, patrol and community outreach are working projects together. They're sharing intel together. They're checking statuses. They're getting information from the intel section, identifying problematic areas, issues that are going on, different crime trends, and then they're working hand in hand with each other in order to find solutions for those crime problems that we're seeing.
Addressing the current personnel shortage is also top of mind for the LCPD. Currently, only 172 commissioned officer positions out of a possible 202 are filled, up from approximately 150 last May. LCPD Sergeant Cody Austin says the LCPD has received over 700 applications, noting he is optimistic the personnel shortage won't last long.
with the incentives that we brought in, they boosted our number above the 700 mark. The incentive significantly increased the number of college applicants. Currently, we're in the polygraph stage of the hiring process, and of the remaining 45-64% of those applicants do have some type of formal college education as well. So, in short, we're very optimistic about the upcoming academy in January of 2022 by being able to fill the 25 slots, even up to 30 if possible.
Austin says LCPD in-service training efforts go beyond the 677 hours required by the New Mexico Law Enforcement Academy. The 1,081 hours required by the LCPD also includes training elements that address realistic de-escalation and fair and impartial policing. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.